Timmins, a new survey reveals a rise in homelessness across multiple communities along Highway 11's Northern Corridor. The point in time, PIT count findings were presented to the Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB, on February 20. The count is one way for the agency to measure and understand homelessness in the region. On October 10, 2024, 390 people experiencing homelessness were documented. The 2021 PIT count, the first time the district participated, there were 312 people experiencing homelessness. Kaylee Morissette, who was contracted as the project manager, talked about the findings and the implications for policy and community action. According to Morissette, the PIT count is not just about numbers, it provides insight into the real experiences of people facing homelessness. "The system is not working for a lot of people, and we have a responsibility to do better," she said. The PIT count gives a snapshot of homelessness in the community on a single night, combining the number of people in shelters, transitional housing, and unsheltered spaces. It also includes a survey done over a 30-day period. The PIT count was held on the night of October 10, 2024, with the survey running from October 11 to November 9. Surveys were conducted in Timmins, Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Smooth Rock Falls, and Muswani. While the count is not a perfect measure, Morissette said it is one of the most effective tools to track trends and guide decision-making. "Without data, we're just guessing, and when we guess, we underfund essential services, misallocate resources, and fail people who are falling through the cracks," she said. Key findings: a total of 381 people participated in the survey, revealing several significant trends. Indigenous overrepresentation: 79% of respondents identified as Indigenous. In 2020-22, the National PIC reported 31% of people experiencing homelessness in Canada were Indigenous. In Cochrane District, 72% identified as First Nations, 6% as Métis, and 1% as Inuit. Youth homelessness: 10% of respondents were youth, many of whom had been involved in the child welfare system. The survey found a direct pipeline from youth in care to homelessness, with 65% of surveyed youth having experienced the foster system. Gender diversity: there was a notable increase in gender-diverse people experiencing homelessness, with over 40% of gender-diverse respondents being youth. Every gender-diverse respondent also identified as Indigenous, placing them among the most vulnerable populations, Morissette said. Housing instability: 36% of respondents were living in encampments, while 15% were unsheltered outside of encampments, staying in cars, RVs, or alleyways. Hidden homelessness, such as couch surfing or staying in motels, was also a major issue, though challenging to quantify, Morissette said. Economic barriers: the primary reason for homelessness was insufficient income for housing. Other contributing factors included unfit or unsafe housing, buildings being sold or renovated, and conflicts within households. Health challenges: a majority of respondents reported at least one health challenge, with substance use and mental health issues being the most prevalent. Youth respondents reported high levels of mental health struggles, including diagnoses of ADHD and autism, while seniors were more likely to experience physical limitations and chronic illnesses. During the discussion, Timmins County Corey Robin requested a breakdown of where the homeless population in Timmins, who are not from the region, originally came from. Morissette said they categorized the data into three groups: moves within the district, from the coast, or from outside both areas. While specific data is available, she noted it isn't particularly compelling as it often represents isolated cases from various locations. "Not everything relevant is always interesting," Robin responded. Count challenges: Morissette said the Cochrane District's vast geography presented significant obstacles. Remote communities posed accessibility issues, and limited outreach teams made it difficult to ensure full participation. Additionally, the stigma surrounding homelessness meant that some communities chose not to overly publicize the count. Survey administration also presented challenges, with some surveyors reporting inconsistencies in data collection. While approximately 500 surveys were completed, around 8 dozen had to be excluded due to incomplete responses. Memory recall was another issue, as people in survival mode often struggle to remember past interactions with authorities or details about previous housing situations, Morissette said. Morissette's recommendations for addressing homelessness in the Cochrane District include expanding housing and support services, particularly for Indigenous communities, youth, seniors, and those exiting incarceration. We're recommending that the region explore the establishment of an emergency shelter on the coast, specifically in Muswani, in collaboration with local, Indigenous and municipal partners, she said. We also need to build stronger relationships with correctional facilities to ensure people leaving the system aren't immediately at risk of homelessness. Strengthening data collection through real-time tracking tools can improve service delivery, while targeted interventions should address the unique needs of different populations, she said. Economic barriers must be tackled by increasing income supports and ensuring affordable housing remains accessible. Additionally, improving enumeration methods is crucial to better identify hidden homelessness in the region, Morissette added.